In the meantime, let's take a look at some bad behaviors of others and hit on some, the headlines. Back on Valentine's Day, a 53-year-old man in South Carolina went to Applebee's for lunch. His debit card was declined, so, of course, he did the smart thing and offered to pay in cash. The only bill he had was kind of big. It was a $1 trillion bill. Somehow, the staff figured out that it was fake and called the cops. Uh-huh. He was arrested for an outstanding contempt of court charge as well. So there's that. All right, a 22-year-old in Pennsylvania called 911 on Friday when she got the wrong order at Burger King. Apparently, these people don't listen to the show.
No.
They're not paying attention when we are telling them this is a bad idea. Then she started threatening people. Sure, why not? That's logical. Cops got there and restrained her. And when they ran a background check, guess what?
Outstanding warrants.
They found she was a wanted criminal with an outstanding warrant in South Carolina.
If you have outstanding warrants and you're living under the radar, wouldn't you not call attention to yourself by never calling 911 ever?
Just shut up. Exactly.
Makes me mad at drive-thrus. Not mad enough to call 911.
Yeah, I have had bad. So I've had them. Oh, we forgot your fries. Even though you asked for them like three times,
they mess up your order and you say, "I want my money back. Refund it to me."
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. What do you mean? We can give you a coupon for your next visit.
No.
I don't want the next visit where you'll stink as much as you've stunk this time.
And don't give me more food now because I know what you're going to do to it. I don't want to. No, thank you.
Right.
A woman in North Carolina, and this is good news. A woman in North Carolina went into labor earlier in the month and was not going to make it to the hospital. Baby, we're going to make it. No, we're not. Yeah, we're on the way to the hospital. I'm not going to make it.
This baby's coming no matter what you do.
Her boyfriend.
This is going to be a terrible feeling.
Her boyfriend, who happens to be a paramedic, pulled over into a fast food parking lot and delivered the baby himself.
Well, he's a paramedic. Of course he could do that.
He used a shoelace to tie off the umbilical cord.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A little MacGyver action there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, it's better than, anyway, the baby's name, McHappy Meal. So we got that going for him.
Tercel, after the back of the car that he was delivering.
All right. With that, you maybe think, what else can you do to lift my spirits?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. Quick look at the news.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not you, but, you know, Chris and I, we're working hard. As you probably heard, this is big disappointment to Tom. CNN is canceling Piers Morgan's talk show.
I've never watched it. Never stay up that late.
It's always sad when a true talent leaves the air, and that explains why I'm not sad. For the first time ever, American Idol will not make a profit this season. They're not going to be profitable, which means that this season the show will have something in common with the winner.
Well, if they're not making a profit, maybe they'll cancel it.
God, we
finally
can only hope. A date has been set for the release of the sequel to the Lego movie. The screenwriters are still piecing together the script. But
are you serious that there's going to be a sequel?
Oh, of course. It's been a monster profit.
Huge amounts of money.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Jason Collins of the New Jersey Nets is officially the first gay man to play in the NBA. He also holds another distinction. He's got the fewest children of any active player. He's the only NBA player that Father's Day is not confusing. Anyway, Louis Farrakhan recently declared American courts are biased against black people. And then he capped off his rant against intolerance by reminding everyone that Jews are responsible for all the pain and suffering in the world. The FDA, as you may have heard, may outlaw many techniques used by local organic farmers. I hope this includes the technique of marking up the price of carrots 300%. Taco Bell is planning to launch a new breakfast menu. They've decided it's finally time to cater to people who just aren't drunk at night. High-speed train is going to be built between Texas and Mexico. This is perfect for Mexicans going to the U.S. for work and for Americans going to Mexico for I have no idea why an American would go to Mexico. There it is. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for
I know nothing about cars. If my car breaks down, I have to make the noises my car's making for the mechanics. And you know they know you have to do that because there's always like five of them hanging around waiting for a show, you know? They're just standing there, hey, here he comes. What's the matter with your car, man? I don't know, you know? If you can take a look at it, come on, what's the matter with it? Tell us. So you gotta stand there while it's going. Can you fix that? I don't know, I just clean up air. Harry!